Good morning. We continue with Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chof. We're learning Siman Yud, where he talks about this concept of Tzli after Bishul and Bishul after Afia. And he ends off with discussing a scenario where a person wants to take bread and put it into hot soup. So he says, you should not put it into, even into a klisheni, bread into a klisheni, because A, we're concerned with the bishul after afia. So even though it's already been baked, it's fully baked, but now when you cook it by putting it into this hot soup, you're cooking it. So it's in a klirishon, that's for sure also, because klirishon has the ability to cook something. That's true if the klirishon is no longer on the fire. Klirishon, even after it's removed from the fire, has the ability to cook food which is placed into it. So the Chayyim then says, even into a cliche, anyone should not do so, because we know that things which are kali habishul, things which cook easily, can cook even in a cliche. And bread, maybe is considered a kali habishul. It's soft and it's something which maybe is easy to cook easily. So even putting bread into a cliche, one should avoid. Discussing Allah HaLamais on this, so this is a common question. A person wants to put some challah in their soup, or in Pesach, if a person eats kebrachs, they want to put some matzah into their soup. If a person doesn't eat kebrachs, they can't put matzah in their soup, but the person eats kebrachs, they say, oh, no problem, I'm allowed to put wet my matzah. I'm not concerned about that. But if a person, now if it's Shabbos, is there a concern of putting this baked item into this very hot soup, which is the Yatzeletis Bo, which has the ability, it's a cliche. The pot which are cooked in is a klirishon, and the bowl is a cliche. So at first glance, it sounds like this would be problematic. However, if you think about it, the average scenario of how it got from the pot into the bowl is that you use some form of a ladle to take the soup out of the pot and put it into the bowl. You didn't pour directly from the pot into the bowl. So really it went through three kelim. There was the keli, the pot that it cooked in, that's klirishon. Then it went into the ladle, which arguably is a klisheni. Then it was placed in the bowl, which is arguably now a klishlishi. So based on the Mishnah Berurah's approach, that we're not worried about Kali Abishal and Klishlishi, which seemed to be Mutter. So now the question is, can we look at a ladle? How do we look at a ladle? Is a ladle considered a Klisheni, and therefore the bowl is a Klishlishi? Or do we say that maybe a ladle is considered a Klirishon? Why would there be an argument to say a ladle is a Klirishon? The ladle goes into the pot, and it submerges into the pot. So different than a klisheni, where you pour from the pot into the klisheni. So klisheni stands by itself. Its walls are cool. It's room temperature. And you pour the liquid from the klisheni into the klisheni, so that you're doing the act of pouring, and the pouring cools it off. It hits the walls of the klisheni of the bowl, and that cools it off. And then the walls, which are cool, as they heat from the contents, they wick some of the heat away from the content into themselves. There's a transfer of heat from the contents into the walls of the bowl. So all of those things combine together to undermine the klisheni's ability to cook. A ladle, the transfer from the liquid into the ladle is not by pouring, which then you say it loses its heat in the pouring process, because you dip the ladle into the contents. You cannot say that the walls of the ladle are cooling the contents, because by virtue of the fact that the ladle goes into the klirishon, it gets heated with the heat of the klirishon, so maybe it's equivalent of a klirishon that its walls are hot. And similarly, the idea that the walls are wicking the heat away from the contents, as one emerges, takes the ladle out of the soup, you say, well, there's now a transfer from heat from the soup into the walls of the ladle. Well, the ladle's walls have been heated already from the klirishon. So maybe we should argue that a ladle is not a klisheni. A ladle is like a klirishin in many ways. It's more similar to a klirishin than a klisheni, and therefore, the bowl is not a klishlishi. The bowl is only a klisheni. So this is the question which the poskim grapple with, and we'll give give you a resolution for this Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.